Now I'd like to introduce you guys to Chief Alan Kane. He's going to tell you a little bit about how Cary and our partner fire departments in North Carolina are encouraging others to use what we've learned and have their own little competition.
Thank you, Emily. I do have just a couple of comments to make. Some of those highlight things that we've already heard from Tony and Emily. But my key message for today is directed to any fire chiefs or police chiefs or public safety directors or municipal managers that might be on the webinar or sustainability managers who might be on the webinar, and that is to challenge you and your public safety facilities to the Chief's Energy Challenge. That is the key message of the day. That's how we will grow this great stewardship initiative, and that's my challenge to you. So I hope that you take that challenge, use the guide that we saw earlier in the presentation to help you launch. It's not a difficult initiative to undertake. It's fun, and most importantly, you can see almost some immediate payback. Within 30 days of initiating the challenge, you can benchmark your energy use in facilities from the year prior. And these small victories, just energy reduction, are the rewards for the behavior changes that you see in the fire station. And so the energy reductions and the corresponding financial reductions that go along with that illustrate what I think is a tremendous and significant responsibility that the fire service has to our communities. And that is because the fire service, firefighters, and fire stations in every community are prominent components of the community. And as a result of that, we are looked up to by members of the community, and we have an obligation and a duty to be good stewards of both natural resources and financial resources. So you save energy and money, and you demonstrate leadership in your community by responding to that obligation and duty that you have to be good stewards. So I challenge you to take the Chief's Energy Challenge. We have a goal that we would like to present to the public safety community, and we know that we will only be successful in as much as we can measure what we're trying to do. And so the overall goal for the energy challenge is for all participating agencies is to have a 10% reduction in their overall reduction in their energy use by March of 2014. And because some of these things will require some monetary interventions to make happen, and they'll need some greater lead time, but we're looking for a 20% reduction over current energy use by March of 2016. So in order to do that, one way to track, and as you've heard before, is to start entering building information in your energy use data into the portfolio manager now. Again, we saw earlier how to do that. And you can also go to a website that Emily has collaborated with our local council of government, which is chiefsenergychallenge.org, to get on the mailing list so you can stay informed of what we're doing in the state of North Carolina. And so with that and the challenge, I'll entertain any questions that you might have about the things that we're doing in Cary, and thank everyone on the webinar for having us.